AM1050 Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has arrived in Israel, where he'll meet with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. On Thursday, 74 Americans and hundreds of foreign passport holders were allowed to enter Egypt. Among them is Aiden Tawil, who says it's bittersweet.
I'm happy but sad at the same time because I have friends here. They might die. Maybe I won't see them ever again.
In Washington, the House passed a bill to fund aid for Israel with no aid for Ukraine attached. The bill is expected to fail in the Senate. Sam Bankman-Fried, convicted of all seven criminal fraud charges related to the failure of his cryptocurrency exchange, FTX. He'll be sentenced in March and faces decades in prison. President Biden will host Western Hemisphere leaders at the White House today before traveling to Maine, where he will meet with the families of victims of last week's mass shooting. 18 people were killed in last week's shooting in Lewiston. This is ABC News. New York City Mayor Eric Adams is facing questions about his mayoral campaign. ABC's Sonia Rincon reports.
The mayor explaining his abrupt return at an event in Midtown.
Well, you probably heard the reports involving one of my campaign staffers.
And again at Gracie Mansion, pledging full cooperation.
I have not been contacted by anyone from any law enforcement agency.
The staffer is his lead fundraiser, 25-year-old Brianna Suggs, whose Crown Heights home was raided by the FBI, along with the offices of a Williamsburg construction firm called KSK. It made $14,000 in campaign contributions. Sources say the investigation is looking into whether the company, along with Turkish nationals, made improper donations.
NASA has announced the death of Apollo astronaut Ken Mattingly. He famously had to be removed from the ill-fated Apollo 13 mission because of his exposure to German measles. Mattingly later commanded two space shuttle missions. He was 87. I'm Tom Rivers, ABC News.
Everywhere you look, from groceries to utilities to gas, prices keep going up. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin can dramatically help lower your energy costs year-round by replacing drafty windows and doors in as little as 6 weeks. And now you can save even more by taking advantage of no interest and no down payment for up to 36 months when you order by November 30th. Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Efforts to end race-based consideration in higher education programs take another step. The Assembly Colleges and Universities Committee took up a bill Thursday. Among other things, it would guarantee admission to Wisconsin State Universities and Technical Colleges for high school students who graduate in the top 5% of their class. It would also take race out of the equation for financial aid decisions. Governor Evers admits he hasn't visited any state prisons recently, even though three inmates have died in 4 months. People in prisons in Waupun, Green Bay, and Stanley have had to stay in their cells around the clock since March due to staffing shortages. Families say they're concerned about their mental and physical health. Evers says his corrections secretary visits the Waupun prison every day. Democrats introduced a slate of bills looking to improve prison conditions on Thursday. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Craig Council meets with the Mets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports manager Craig Council. Reportedly meeting with the New York Mets, Council and the Mets' new president, David Stearns, worked together for 7 years and got along together well. While Stearns was the GM of the Brewers, Council's contract with Milwaukee expired earlier this week. The Brewers have re-signed pitcher Colin Ray to a one-year deal worth $4.5 million guaranteed. The team has him under option through 2025. Former Packers defensive back Rasul Douglas, now in Buffalo. What was his reaction when GM Brian Gutekunst called to tell him he'd been traded to the Bills?
My initial reaction at first, because Goody called me at first, I thought it was like a joke. He just was like, we're trading you. And then, like, it was over. The conversation was over. I just hung up. And then, like, I'm sitting there, and then, like, Mark Murphy called me. And, like, he got a voice that's like, you know it's him. So I'm like, oh, nah, this ain't no joke. He was like, yeah, we're trading you to the Bills.
That's Buffalo Bills defensive back Rasul Douglas. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies today with a chance for scattered rain showers. Highs level off around 49. Southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 33 tonight. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow, 46. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 40.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Morning. Hello, Mr. Mayor.
Morning. Friday it is.
I'm surprised at these temperatures. I thought it felt cold out, though.
Did you?
I thought that wind was cold.
Oh, no. Man, I went out this morning.
I thought the wind was cold when I was jogging. Green Bay 41, Appleton 43.
And then you woke up.
Oshkosh 41.
Like, wait, it's not so bad.
You know what? Okay, let me tell you something. There is a little bit of, and I'm not trying to make light of this, but there's a little bit of bullying that happens here. In the workplace.
Todd?
There is.
Was Todd not nice when you walked in?
No,
yeah,
he
bullying
was okay.
is not a good thing.
No, but it's not. But here's the deal. This is a true story. So I ran out of ice last night. And the market here was closed. Okay?
Okay.
And this is ice for my knee, by the way, just so you know. So I ran out of
sure.
So I ran out of ice. And I talked to Mark Husen yesterday from Bellin Sports Medicine. And you were right here. And he was telling me, you know, ice it. Rest it, you know, all those things. But, you know, ice it 20 minutes every blah, 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 blah.
Right,
blah.
We had about, yes.
Okay, so I ran out of ice. So I had just gym shorts on last night, but and I bought an ace bandage type thing, and so I've been wrapping my ice in that. So I ran out of ice. So I was using a bag of frozen vegetables.
Right.
Okay? And I was thinking, well, he said, well, in the morning, you know, ice it in the morning. It's like, do I walk into that station with a bag of frozen vegetables attached to my knee? Even though it's what I need to do to recuperate, but the bullying factor from you and Todd, would that be worth it? Thus, I don't have a bag of frozen vegetables on my knee. Todd?
I would have probably made fun of you. At least, out of love.
Yeah.
Out of love and concern.
I would have been like, that's mine.
I know.
Those vegetables.
I know.
It works great. Yeah, I've got to ice my knee too, and that's what I've got.
The good part about it is it doesn't leak. You know, because when you put it in a plastic bag, inevitably it starts to melt and it leaks.
Yeah, I would have dug a little deeper.
I know you would have.
Why you ran out of ice?
I know.
I don't think it was because it melted.
Okay, here we go. Hey, happy Friday, November 3rd. It is National Sandwich Day. Just generally sandwiches in general.
That's pretty awesome day. Right?
That's a very awesome day.
It is. Who doesn't like a good sandwich?
Okay, can I tell you what I've been eating? So I'm trying to coat
It's not vegetables because they're around your knee, but okay.
So I'm trying to coat my stomach for all these pills I'm taking. So I'm a big fan. I think peanut butter does a good job of coating.
Yeah, okay? I would think it would.
Okay. But here's what I'm doing. I'm going to tell you the sandwich I've been making. You're going to laugh. You're going to think I'm nuts. Okay?
Okay. Is it peanut butter?
It's toast. It's no carb toast. It's keto toast. It's bread with no carbs.
Okay, sure.
All right. So I toast the bread, put the peanut butter on there, put a little bit of melted butter on there, and a piece of provolone cheese.
Okay, melted butter.
Yeah.
Provolone cheese.
Yeah, and peanut butter. But no carb bread.
Yeah, that's it's like, so that's delicious. Like you guys that go and get the double cheeseburger and I'll take a Diet Coke. So I don't know, Johnny. I don't think
it's
that's
so
the
delicious. It's fantastic. But it coats my stomach. It doesn't get me sick when I take all those pills.
That's important. But I don't. I was on the phone with you yesterday when we called the doctor about your knee. And
yeah.
I don't remember him telling you about.
Well, he said coat your stomach.
He didn't say butter and.
Todd, what'd you think of my sandwich?
Cheese.
It's interesting. And I just realized something. So the other day you were talking about the soup you made that was too buttery, yeah. right?
Butter and sodium.
I had a dream last night. I just realized it. That you brought some in and I was taste testing it. No. It was not good.
I was going to bring some in, yeah. But then I thought when I got sick out and I thought, well, you guys might too. You guys will like
it. Todd, we call it a nightmare.
So. I'm working on my soup. I was looking at some new recipes. I want to make. Go ahead.
I did call you last night at 8 o'clock, 8:15.
No, I called you.
No. Yeah, then I called you back. Okay. You're right. You didn't answer. That's right.
Okay, can I tell you something? Let me tell you something that happened like 10 seconds after we talked. I was at Quick Trip, down here.
Yeah.
And I'm going in, and this young guy goes, sir, can I have 20 cents? I'll have enough money that I'll have $8 for bus fare to get to Appleton. I go, 20 cents? He goes, yeah. So I took out a quarter. So okay, here's a quarter. And the thing is, I actually had a soft spot. I was going to give him like $5 or something. Because it brought me back to the time, right, Terry, when I was in college.
Right.
And I was stranded downtown Phoenix, and I had to get class.
Yep.
And I had to ask people for money on the street.
That's hilarious.
So I felt bad for him. So when I was coming out, I thought to myself, I'm going to give him a couple of bucks. And just to,
Yeah.
So I come out, and he goes back, and he goes, oh, now I have enough, something like that. He goes, I needed $8. So I come out, and he goes, ma'am, could you give me 20 cents for bus fare?
you didn't make an impression on him. He thought you were a new guy.
It was his
smart guy.
That was his whole MO.
That's not a lot of money to ask for.
No, but
I mean, if the guy's going to ask, you should ask for $2.
I know.
Because, like,
I agree.
20 cents, he's going to be there all night.
I know, but he had a big stack of quarters.
Okay, well, maybe it's working.
I know. And I just thought that was bizarre, asking for 20 cents, and he said, okay, now I've got enough. Then it's like the next person he uses the same line on.
And that is kind of a little tougher area.
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe he goes where you used to live out in Ledgeview. He asked for $5.
That's for a credit card. Yeah.
20 cents.
Can I borrow your credit card?
20 cents on Shawno.
Although I told you what happened to me out in that very nice, prestigious neighborhood of Ledgeview that time at the gas station.
I don't know.
I told you that story. I go there to buy a bottle of wine. And it was within walking distance of my house. Okay?
Yes.
Walking distance.
Yeah.
And I go there on a Sunday morning to buy a bottle of wine, grab a nice little meal for the Packer game.
Yeah.
Nice little, pasta or whatever.
Right,
a nice little bottle of wine. Okay?
Sure.
Didn't bring my wallet. Just said, a lot of times I don't carry my wallet. Just carry cash in my pocket.
Right.
Oh. The girl says, can I see ID? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you're right. Should I go, what is this, 1974 again? She goes, no, sir, we have a station policy. We have a CID of everybody. We can't sell it.
Yeah.
I go, come on. I've been here 1,000 times. I live right over there. She said, I'm sorry, I can't sell it to you.
Wow.
So the next day, I go back to get a bottle of wine, okay? And different girl is working. And she goes, $6 or whatever. I buy the cheap wine.
Yeah, I know.
And actually, I think it was $4.99.
Right.
And I go, aren't you going to ask me for my ID? She goes, no. I said, really? I said, the girl yesterday would not let me buy a bottle of wine because she said they have to card everybody. It's corporate policy. She goes, well, it is, but to be honest with you, anybody that has lots of gray hair and looks older than my dad, I let it slide. Yeah. So that's that prestigious neighborhood for you.
Maybe that girl on that Sunday saw your picture that's hanging in our studio. You guys got to come in. Those of you who are in the area have got to see this picture. Johnny, someone made that for you, gave that to you, or how did that come about?
No, it was a very nice thing. The United States Marine Corps,
local Marines, which is their birthday.
Honored me as their guy of the year.
Right. And so,
which was very, I can't even put into words how honored I am that they did. This was probably, 12 years ago.
Okay, anyway. So they... 12 years ago, you were 54.
Yeah, it was the year the Packers went to the Super Bowl.
That was
2010.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, I just...
So they did it, and John Bergstrom sponsored this.
Right.
It's a very nice, and there's a full page. There's a full page.
The copy
thing
is. I'm not
in the
I'm
press
not critical
Gazette.
Of the copy.
You know, thanking me for what I did for the Marines. Blah blah blah.
Right, and you deserve all that. However, the picture they put in there is, I don't know, laughable is too strong, but oh my God, I came in yesterday because he has this, he had this framed because we've got like this.
Well,
office.
Jim's got one. We got the Todd put together a great office. For
right,
us.
We do have a great
put
office
together a
here.
Fantastic office. Got the big whiteboard. All the guests we're having. It's just stellar. With
it
what
is.
Todd
it,
has done
got a great studio and a great. Office area. Yeah. So we're talking about the office area.
Yeah, and you brought in from your old office and from the mayor's office all these huge, beautiful things that when you were instrumental in the Packers winning the Super Bowl, because you're there with the Super Bowl trophy and Donald Driver and Mark Murphy and, you know, Aaron Rodgers has you up on his shoulders and all these things. So, right, so the room is loaded with that. So Todd said, hey, do you have anything? So I bring in one thing.
Okay. At least my stuff is real. None of my stuff is full. Touched up. You're okay. Unbelievable. And the thing is about the reason I can bring this up is when I said to him, like, holy mackerel, John, that looks touched up. You're like, oh man, is it ever? She had the spray brush there.
That was the greatest thing of all time because she took the pictures. Okay. Oh, it was a studio thing. And I said, can you touch up?
Oh my
and
God. She goes,
absolutely where? I said, well, right here in my eyes. And all of a sudden,
perfect skin, no wrinkles.
The Tony Soprano bags just right, went away.
God.
God. I go, what about here? My hair is a little recent. New hair grew there. It was magical.
Darker hair.
The,
yeah.
Teeth, the teeth actually have a glow to them. Do you notice that, right?
He does. Oh, they were whitened.
That's that. Yeah. Yes. So anyway, maybe I want to get back to the girl carding you. If you'd have shown her that picture, she wouldn't have believed that. That's a high school picture, Johnny. That's 1976, 77.
When did you get that?
Like 2010.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
have I aged since then?
I'm like, John, I'm like, is that Dom or is that John? That's John's son, by the way. But anyway. Yeah. But no, there's that policy. Pick and Save has that policy because it's really funny because some of these people, it's just weird because they're so old. I mean, there's just no way they could not be 21 or whatever the drinking age is, and yet their policy is to card everyone.
So I know some places do that.
I bet you that makes people feel good too. Back,
oh my God! Look whose birthday it is today.
What's that? They give me glasses.
Look whose birthday it is today. The first one of the birthday list. Thank you, Todd.
Oh what? Oh, John.
Lulu.
Shh.
Schoolgirl day.
John, you cannot sing. You gotta let go. I can't believe 40 years in media and none of your co-hosts ever said,
nails
Johnny.
Nails are gone.
You're not. That,
this is dedicated to you.
No, I don't want that from you. No. Okay, where does it say it's Lulu's birthday?
Right
I don't
there.
See that. Right in November.
Where's it?
Oh, okay. All right, B-Days. She's 75?
Yeah. Hang on, the hook is coming.
But how can you thank
Adam Ant is 60.
Who is taking you from crayons to perfume?
Okay, we can't go to break soon enough.
Isn't easy, but I'll try.
John, don't. Okay, you guys, we got a great show coming up. We'll be past this in 30 seconds.
Great song. Lulu, happy birthday.
We've got
Lulu.
The director of marketing
Lulu,
from tourism coming up.
I love you.
We've got Mark Cousin from Balance Sports Medicine. And, of course, Mike Clements is on at our Friday regular, who is our sports guy with WGBW and Civic Media. This is going to be a fun day. We've got great stuff going on. And then I want to talk about a couple things that were in the paper. Okay. And we'll put Lulu to bed, and we'll be back.
Love you, Lulu.
It's Mind on the Man.
Happy birthday. I texted you. I didn't hear anything back yet. Mind on the Man.
I know that I am leaving my...
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Mino and the Mayor.
Amy Herrick has an event coming up called Smart Girls Rock.
I keep seeing the term STEM. What does that stand for?
First of all, the acronym STEM actually came around, I think it was first in 2001. The concept has always been around, but actually calling it STEM is relatively new.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well,
2001 was just yesterday.
Why don't you just relax, Jim?
It feels like it.
How about, how about more Amy, less you?
Okay. Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Oh, good song. Come in.
Okay, all right, let's talk.
74, Todd?
No, it's not 74.
I'm not sure. Let me check.
Okay, it's 41.
No, the year of the song. Oh,
okay, all right.
41.
I'm not there yet.
Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy of Company B. That was big, though, 1973.
Really?
Boogie Woogie. Remember that?
Hey, Dennis Miller, 70.
Dennis Miller. Whatever happened to Dennis Miller?
That guy was hilarious.
Early on.
72, by the way, just so you know.
He's 72?
No,
that's 1972. Okay.
But it's 41 degrees.
Yeah, we're all over the place here. World Jellyfish Day. Okay, one time we were at Daytona Beach.
Isn't that a who cares?
No, because here's the deal. In Daytona Beach, and there are all kinds of them coming up out of the surf. Are they dangerous? Can you get stung by a jellyfish?
You know what? I don't even know what those are.
Because they're just gelatinous things.
Gelatinous.
Jeez. They're gelatinous, Jim. That's the best way to describe it. But they were coming out of the surf. Does anybody know when you're in Florida and those things?
You know, I think they can sting.
That's what I mean. Can they hurt you, jellyfish?
I think they can sting. I don't know if they can. Well, that would hurt, but I mean, I don't think they're poisonous. But I think jellyfish can sting. Matter of fact,
there's different types of jellyfish. There's one that has tentacles that can go for like 50 feet.
They shoot them?
No. That's how long they are. And they're like electronic.
No, they're not.
Jim, I'm telling you, it was this guy in World War II. He was shot down, okay? Parachuted out. He was in the water, in the ocean. And he floated into like this thing of jellyfish. And he got stung. He said it was like getting stung by wasps 1,000 times from jellyfish. Jellyfish are, that's what killed, what do you think killed the crocodile man?
No, that wasn't
it was a jellyfish.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was.
It was a stingray.
It was same thing almost.
Yeah, it's not even close.
They got the same things, the same
that
weapons.
Stingray, and he had no, I don't want to be critical of him, but yeah.
It's
that,
the same principle.
That was a stingray.
Tentacle. Things with tentacles can kill you.
Tentacles are like feelers. Stingers are like spears. Total different. Not even close.
I think jellyfish can kill
you. I think you're scaring people from going in the water.
I'm not trying to scare. Oh, okay, yeah. You ever hear of sharks?
Like that happens once in a gazillion and the media just jumps on
what
that.
What does?
A shark bite.
Yeah.
And they're not calling it, they don't call it shark attacks anymore. They change
encounters.
That.
Well, the shark was looking for a meal. No. Yes.
Yeah. Anyway.
Okay, yeah. I just got this one. My 11-year-old knows that they sting.
Jellyfish?
There you go. Yes.
Well, have them send a resume in.
A resume? Why does he have to send a
resume? Because what the guy was saying was like, my 11-year-old's smarter than you guys. That's what his message was.
Okay.
And that's why I said if his kid wants to work here, send him. Okay.
But they do. Has anybody out there ever gotten stung by jellyfish?
You know, someone has that I know.
There's one.
I don't know if he texted in.
But they can be bad. They can be really bad. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Okay.
So all be right, careful right. when you go to Florida with the jellyfish. And I don't know why they have a date. It is World Jellyfish
That's
Day.
That's what I'm saying.
Why did they get it? What have they done to deserve a day?
Do we have National Python Day? Because they bite.
They don't really bite.
Pythons don't. Oh, no, they
just want to swallow you.
No, not swallow you. Don't they kind of.
Well, yeah, they first wrap you around their constrictors.
Right, constrictors. That's
they're a constrictor. I told you about that one buddy of mine in Vietnam. They were in an ambush that night. And he told his buddy, get your leg off me.
Oh, yeah. Oof, I don't even like hearing that.
Leg off me. Are you sleeping or what? He goes, no, I'm not touching you. He goes, who's on my leg? And the other goes, a big snake.
That just gives me the creeps. That I can't deal with. All right, so hey, this Dennis Mill, you know, I like comedians. And matter of fact, we're having Susan Garrett come on from the Botanical Gardens because they do that thing of lights.
Never been there.
Oh my God, John, don't
I've seen a lot of pictures. Looks fantastic.
That is one of the best gems in Brown County.
That's what I've heard.
When we would have people come in to visit from out of state, even out of the country, we had some people come, and we would take them there. That place is unbelievable, and they have this Garden of Lights. And Susan's going to talk about it, but what I want to talk about, they don't want it to be – sometimes there might be a national park where people just go to not often, and you want that repeat business. Like maybe Heritage Hill was getting a little tired. Remember that? You went there in fourth grade, and then you didn't go back for –
Well, I wasn't here in the fourth grade, but that's okay.
But everybody has to go there in fourth grade. It's kind of like the capital. Anyway, the Botanical Gardens is really doing more because they have that pavilion now. They have that Schneider room for banquets. And so they did a survey yesterday, and you can put your name into a drawing. I didn't do that. But they asked, what would you like to see? Different types of music, country or blues. And isn't that awesome that they're really reaching out to their
Heritage
customer
Hill,
base?
I really do. I would like, I could live at Heritage Hill. You know what they should do?
But this is the Botanical Gardens. Johnny,
I thought you were talking about Heritage Hill.
No, I was saying.
Oh, but you know what I think Heritage Hill should do?
Go on.
They should rent it out for overnight stays. I would give anything to stay in one of those old buildings. Put bedrooms like B&Bs in some of those really old buildings. Wouldn't that be awesome? And you know what I would like to...
There's an opportunity here, Johnny. You need a job, right?
Yeah.
We work here from 6 to 8.
Yeah.
And you need some money. Why don't you
I'll look at my podcast then getting started real quick.
That's going to be cool.
Yeah.
But why don't you just apply to be the overnight security guard?
That would be fantastic.
Then you can sleep there and get paid.
You know what I would use there? Because here's the deal. When I retire,
yes.
You know what I'm going to... You know what the first thing I'm going to build at my house is?
My houses. I already got two houses. That's awesome.
Well,
John.
Whatever. At my cabin. You want to know the first thing I'm going to have?
That I'm going to buy you with my credit card?
Yes. Yeah, whatever. You know what it's going to be? Hmm. A forge room.
What is that?
Where I'm going to have, I'm going to be like a blacksmith.
Oh.
Okay?
Yeah.
I was reading this great, because I've always wanted, you ever watch Forged in Fire?
Never.
Oh, it's an awesome show where these guys just take metal, piece of metal. Like one of the things they use sometimes is a lawnmower blade. And they take that and they put it in the forge. It's like 1,200 degrees. Then you put it in the anvil and you pound it and you make it malleable. Then you do all this stuff. Then you dip it in the oil. And I want to be a blacksmith. I want to make
what
knives.
What do you do with it? Like, what do you do
you
with
make,
it?
I'm going to make, you make knives. So anyway, listen to me. Okay. So here's one of the things I was reading this article about last night. They take old railroad spikes. And I can get 1,000 old railroad spikes from my hometown of Nagani on the old mining railroad things where they're all abandoned.
Yeah.
I can dig them up like you can't believe. Railroad spikes. Okay?
And we can make a nice recreational trail. But okay, go ahead.
Yeah, but then what you do is you take that and you heat it up really good. Then they take these big tongs, okay? Big tongs. And they twist it. Twist it, twist it, twist it. So that's the handle where your fingers fit right around the twisting part.
That makes sense.
And that's what I'm going to do. I want to be a blacksmith when I retire.
What do you do with the product? Nobody would
sell them.
People buy those?
Yeah.
For what?
I bet I could put out a thing right now. People would put in orders.
Oh, okay.
I bet. Anybody want to buy one of my homemade knives for my porch? You let me know.
So you're going to have this. Okay. That makes sense, though. You do need something to do.
Yes. I'm going to be a blacksmith.
Okay, at your cabin. I like that. I think that could be a good way to go.
Can I reach something that somebody just sent me?
It better be nice.
Okay. Here we go. Overview. Jellyfish stings are fairly common problems for people swimming, wading, or diving in oceans. The long tentacles trailing from a jellyfish can impact venom from thousands of microscopic barbed stingers. Most often, jellyfish stings cause instant pain and inflamed marks on the skin. Some stings may cause more whole body illness, and in rare cases, they're life-threatening. Boom goes the dynamite!
Wow. Tell you what. That's a lot of coffee to write something like that at 6:28 in the morning.
Todd,
thank you for that,
Todd,
doctor.
Boom give me goes, some.
You want a little bing?
I want boom goes the dynamite.
Because
that was a mic drop.
Yeah, I don't have that.
That was
find
really,
it, find
really.
It. And boom goes the dynamite.
I
really? Okay, it's off an official thing. It's off an official thing, medical thing.
All right.
That was sent to me by a doctor.
Yes.
Mind on the mayor, back after this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has arrived in Israel, where he'll meet with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. On Thursday, 74 Americans and hundreds of foreign passport holders were allowed to enter Egypt. Among them is Aiden Tawil, who says it's bittersweet.
I'm happy but sad at the same time because I have friends here. They might die. Maybe I won't see them ever again.
In Washington, the House passed a bill to fund aid for Israel with no aid for Ukraine attached. The bill is expected to fail in the Senate. Sam Bankman-Fried, convicted of all seven criminal fraud charges related to the failure of his cryptocurrency exchange, FTX. He'll be sentenced in March and faces decades in prison. President Biden will host Western Hemisphere leaders at the White House today before traveling to Maine, where he will meet with the families of victims of last week's mass shooting. 18 people were killed in last week's shooting in Lewiston. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is moving forward with impeaching the state's top election administrator. He moved articles of impeachment against Megan Wolf to the Assembly Committee on Government Accountability and Oversight on Thursday. That's after a group launched a six-figure ad buy calling for Voss's removal if he didn't move forward with impeaching Wolf. That ad was filled with incorrect statements about Megan Wolf's involvement in the 2020 presidential election. Governor Evers says he's leaning on Senate Democrats to get an American Family Field maintenance bill passed. Democrats have said they don't like that the bill spends almost $500 million in public money, but asked for much less from the Milwaukee Brewers. The governor says he's persuaded some Democrats to vote for the bill. He says any significant changes to the bill might kill Democratic support. I'm Nate Wuggehoe, Civic Media News.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies today with a chance for scattered rain showers. Highs level off around 49. Southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 33. Tonight, a blend of clouds and sun. Tomorrow, 46. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 41.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than BugTussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, BugTussle has you covered. BugTussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. BugTussle. We're out there because you're out there.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
A flooded basement, a backed up sewer, a fire in your home or garage. Each of these can be devastating, and no one understands that better than Midwest Restoration. 24/7, 365 days a year, they are the ones to call to help with your damage to your property and oftentimes to your family. Midwest Restoration, family owned since 2008, they've built their incredible reputation on being there for those in need. No one wants to have to make this call, but if you do, it's 920-MIDWEST. That's 920-MIDWEST.
Under the helmet with the gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
We got back of pride. We ain't going to drop three in a row.
Yeah, I would have dropped three in a row.
Not no more.
Not again, you mean?
See, here's the thing, Earl. If you play in a divisional foe, it's a different game.
Well, they played the Detroit Lions a divisional foe and got their heads handed to them.
But this is another one, the one we should beat.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger with Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday mornings at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a good-looking Friday morning. 41 degrees in Green Bay, 43 in Appleton, 41 in Oshkosh. You're listening to 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS. And get us on the app. 6:34 in the morning. This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors. You know, you can't control inflation and skyrocketing prices, but there is something that can be done at home. Dramatically help lower your energy costs year-round by replacing drafty windows and doors. Pella Windows and Doors can have them installed in as little as 6 weeks. And now you can save even more by taking advantage of no interest and no down payment for up to 36 months when you order by November 30th. Set your free in-home consultation today. Check them out. PellaWI.com. Great folks there at Pella Windows and Doors.
And now is the time, right? We got to get these windows in because winter is coming, although today 51 degrees, or it's 41.
Okay. Boy, nice night for high school football.
You've got that going on.
I'm
going
to be in Kimberly. Big matchup. Third round. Kimberly hosting Nina.
And we got warm weather coming up. We're going to talk about events. We're going to talk about events in the Valley and here in Green Bay, but there's a huge event coming up. And when I was mayor.
Salute! Okay. We have a drinking thing. Every time he says when I was mayor, we take a shot. That's why Todd's got the bottle.
We talked. You read the paper today. Budgets, and everything else. But I'll tell you what makes a community a great community are activities, events, things that bring the community out, that bring in some tourism because that helps the small businesses because people go out and buy some food or they come and they do some shopping. And everybody's like, oh, you know, you got to have good police, good fire, good DPW, Department of Public Works. But you need a good tourism director because that's what can really make your community. And people are like, well, I don't know. That's kind of the sizzle. It's like, no, it's not. You get a good tourism director, you can have a great, great community. And we have one here today from Marinette because Marinette has a lot of stuff going on. I want to introduce our in-house guest. Thanks for driving down here this morning.
No problem.
You guys in Marinette would probably, you know, phone it in, but you are here.
No way.
Hey, Marinette people are tough. That's a tough breed.
We represent.
Absolutely.
West Side.
Sean Cotts.
Well, I like that. West Side.
Sean, thanks for being here.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about what's Katzbach. Katzbach.
Is that German?
That is German. My grandfather was a German immigrant.
No kidding. What year do you know?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I do, actually. He came over in 1922.
Wow.
As Hitler was starting to come into power.
That's exactly right.
That's why he left. His brothers and actually his sisters, they had a big family, all came prior to that. He was the last one to come over, and they were actually indentured servants in Wisconsin.
Well, you know, I actually was looking at a book in the library last night. It was called, Berlin 1923, because that's when things started turning bad, was like 1923. You're right. They just beat it. So it's right after World War I. Was he a World War I veteran?
He was actually only about 18 when he came over.
So he
was
young. It.
Yeah.
Wow.
Do you have diaries? Did he keep track on the boat?
He didn't do any of that, but he was very, he lived till he was like 98.
Awesome.
His pack of cigarettes a day that were unfiltered. And whenever we came over, because he lived in Chicago, he'd knock on the door and it always took about 15 minutes for him to work from the pantry where he was taking his blackberry brandy, that's what he swore by, and his two old style beers. He would have two old style beers and blackberry brandy in the morning.
God bless him. He lived to be 91, John. So
99.
There's hope for us.
There was this guy that lived right by my brother's gas station where I used to work up in Nagani, or just outside Nagani. And he would come there, and it was an old German guy.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
And I think he actually had fought in World War I. He was the cane. I think he got wounded and everything. But he was one of those, because I was only 14 years old, and I was running this gas station at 14 on Sundays. You know what I mean? You go and pump the gas, you wash the windshields.
That's right.
You check the oil for every car.
That's right.
And then run in and check them out for the pack of smokes and whatever else they're buying. So he would sit there in the station for me to make sure nobody doesn't come in and shoplift or anything like that.
Yeah.
And we'd go over to his house. He'd have a store for... We'd take a sauna. He had a sauna at his house.
Okay.
And I looked at it, this all these bottles under the bench one time. I said, what are those? That's my beer. I said, why is that in the sauna? He goes, well, to keep it warm. I said, why would you want to keep beer warm? He goes, well, that's how you're supposed to drink it.
Yeah.
That's an old German thing, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah. Actually, because I was stationed in Germany in the 80s, and yeah, you got these big, it was a beautiful thing. It made me cry because they were crates of beer.
Yeah.
But you didn't refrigerate them.
He wanted to keep it in the sauna to keep it warm.
Wow. I was not that warm, but.
No.
So when we're going to talk about your event, and I see it's called Blues Brews. Is the brew room beer. Temperature? I know.
No. Okay. No, it is not.
I
want
to make sure we're... Yeah. Okay, no. All right, then we'll come.
No, Todd, what's that text you just put in there?
Patches sent this in. He says, they say, Menicanni River Rats?
Yeah, Menicanni River Rats. So Menicanni is part of Marinette, but it's a part that is just outside of Marinette. And actually, ironically, which is amazing, it is the original place where the Menominee Indian Nation was founded.
Wow.
That is the original place. And we have a bear that is 15 feet tall, because according to their origin of life, and if you've ever been to the Menominee Casino, it's the exact same one. So it's that bear. And
notice Johnny and I are like, oh, yeah,
I got that. Been there, done.
Oh, I know you.
Yeah, I'm shaking his hand.
Now we're tracking.
But that bear had came out of, according to their legend, came out of the Bay of Green Bay, right at the point there in Menicanni, and birthed the five nations. And so we have the bear, and then we've got this like 4-foot pedestal that is a pentagon of all the Menominee Indian clans. So there's the wolf, there's the crane, there's the bear, there's all these. So
these five clans. And that came from this.
From this bear.
Wow.
Yeah. And
now
so
that's a cool legend.
Yeah. It's an amazing legend.
Where is this?
This is right in, it's in Marinette. So like I said, Menicanni is
I've never heard of Menicanni. I gotta be honest with you.
No, it's right on the border of Michigan, because Marinette's on the border of Michigan and Menominee. But it's all the way towards the bayside, right at the mouth of the Menominee River.
Okay.
And that's considered Menicanni, and there's probably about 15 bars down there.
Oh, no.
And it's only like a block long.
I've never been there. Yeah. I'd like to stop there sometimes. I go through Menominee and Marinette all the time. Wow, very interesting
that
stuff.
That UP should all be Wisconsin. Anyway, we're talking about the events that are going on up there. And tell us... you're the director, Sean.
Yeah.
A lot of events, but let's talk about this weekend.
This weekend we're having Blues, Brews, and Barbecues, and basically the whole premise is this. Blues band, which is kind of blues / rock, because I had actually my buddy from Chicago, that's another story, but that is in the Blues Hall of Fame, and he came up and played. But blues players notoriously are not stage present people. They just play.
They just want to play.
They just want to play. And the people didn't get it.
they kind of look down.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're not the most engaging.
He is not. Yeah. He and I played football and wrestled together in high school, and I never knew he played the guitar. And I'm like, dude, how did you become a blues legend? So we went with, they're called the Bad Mother Truckers. They're out of Green Bay. Very popular, good band that does play a little blues, plays a little bit rock, plays a little bit of everything. And then we have five pit masters, Prime Elites out of Gillette. They're coming.
They're great.
Yeah.
Good friend of mine works there, Prime Elites. They put on a big feat for us one time at the Village, the veterans, and brought a whole bunch. Actually, their hot dogs and everything were like elk.
Everything is eclectic.
Yes, it was incredible. Yeah. And people had never eaten, you know, some of these animals before. That is a phenomenal place in Gillette. It's a phenomenal place. Yeah, Primal Meats is awesome.
Right. Yep. So
they're going to be there.
They're going to be there along with Embers 1871, which is out of Peshtigo, paying homage to the Peshtigo fire. That's where that name comes from, exactly. you may know these people because they're from Iron Mountain. Smokelers, which is a barbecue restaurant up in Iron Mountain.
I do not.
Okay, so they're coming down.
Wow.
And then we also have Jack's Fry Shack and then Tasty Traveler. These are two food trucks that do barbecue and a variety of different things.
That is fun. And these food trucks, what the beauty of food trucks is... The variety you can get just walking
absolutely
a few feet.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
as
yeah
opposed to going and driving your car and parking your car. So they're all there.
They're all
you
there.
You got this, your buddy, the musician is.
Yeah.
And then you got a couple other bands too, right?
No, just one. They're playing all night.
Oh, I see.
Bad Mother Truckers are playing all night. And got to always be careful with that one.
Yes, especially at this time
radio
of the morning.
Yeah, especially in radio. Todd's like, we're sitting there. I'm going to push the button.
He's got his finger on the button. We don't have a delay button here, so careful. All right.
And then we have a craft brewery, the Rail House. And so
nice,
we will have craft beer there as well. And the cool thing is this. So it's $25 for the ticket. $25 is a VIP ticket. That includes free samples from all five barbecue people. It also includes a free beer and then entrance into the event. So basically, you're getting your food, you're getting your drink, you're getting your music for $25.
And sounds you, great, driving up here, actually brought
down here.
I
down
did.
Here. Down here, I meant. I meant
down here, yeah.
I meant down. I just want to say that you're willing to give away a couple tickets.
Yeah,
to
I some am.
Do you have a trivia question you want to ask? Or because we can't, you know, what do you want to get those tickets? I mean, what a great event. What do you want to?
So my trivia questions are going to be all from Chicago, and I'm afraid that I'm sitting in a Green Bay Packer.
Are you from Chicago?
I'm originally from Chicago. Okay. Well, Huffman Estates. So
right,
sure,
right,
suburb,
well,
just outside.
Yeah.
Just outside.
You know what I always,
we're okay with
I'll tell
that
you a place I've driven past. Hundreds of times, literally hundreds of times. And I've never stopped yet. And it's like, why haven't you ever gotten in there? The barbecue place, what is it? It's Lou's? It's got the big old Coke signs out front.
Yeah, Lou's. Yeah, Lou's. Yeah.
And
yeah,
I've
yeah
never, have you ever been there?
No, but it sure sounds like
it's phenomenal.
But Sean's been there.
Yeah. One too many times.
You know, though, I want.
That's all right, Sean.
I'm looking to get a job. I'm looking to get a job in Marinette.
Are you?
Yeah, I want to work on those ships. We're building those Navy ships.
Oh,
yeah.
we just commissioned one.
I know.
Here's the amazing thing, just quickly about that. I'm sorry, I keep
they're
kind
cool
of throwing
to just look
up,
at
I'm
when you go buy them.
I'm just scatterbrained right now, but we just commissioned the USS Marinette.
We have a way of doing that, but go ahead.
No. And the USS Marinette, this is only the second time in the history of the Navy that the ship was built, commissioned, and christened all in the same, well, christened and then commissioned, all in the same city. So it's really kind of an amazing
that's
feat.
Awesome.
Only down in New Orleans was the only other place where
that's
they did
phenomenal
this.
Can we ask, was that too tough of a question to see who broke the bottle?
No, I don't. You know what? Because actually it would
Was it somebody famous?
It was somebody very famous, and it's somebody on the Biden administration. So it would be the person who is the namesake. It would be of
the ship,
of
right?
The
I
ship.
Mean, we did that when we did the USS Green Bay.
Okay,
that was an awesome thing, and that was all done down in New Orleans, and that was great. And we did the.
It's a cool event. It's amazing.
The laying of the keel, the christening. That is that's pretty emotional when they dedicate when they.
It was very
drop
emotional
that thing in the water.
Agreed.
That's pretty cool that you've done that up there.
Yeah.
I love the look of those ships, so you can kind of see them when you go over the bridge. When you're when you're heading, those are just cool. Those are bad bleeping looking vehicles.
They're combat ships.
That's what
right
I mean. It's like I would not want to have those things coming my way.
Right. Yeah, they're
heading
they're
your way.
They're uh-oh cool. Yeah.
So but, can you get me a job as like a welder or something?
Because I can tell you what I worked at it for a little bit, and I welded, and it looked like Mount Rushmore.
I'm going to tell you a quick story, a little bit of a history on ships named after things. So when there was one of the hurricanes down in Florida fairly recently, was it a hurricane? I forget what it was. But one of the ships, one of the Coast Guard ships looking for people, it was the USS Escanaba.
Okay.
Okay. And it was named after the original USS Escanaba, which was a ship from World War II named after Escanaba, Michigan.
Yeah.
And they were in the North Sea and they got torpedoed and they lost like, I forget how many guys. And it's like the worst disaster of Coast Guard history. People don't realize
really
that the Coast Guard, because the UP was big with Coast Guard stations.
Yes, it was, yep.
And it was based out of the Coast Guard station from Escanaba. And it's like the biggest loss of life in Coast Guard history. And then they did another ship in its honor.
Sure.
Named the Coast Guard. I think it was built in Marinette.
Oh,
so yeah.
Very possibly,
so,
yeah.
I think that's so cool. I mean, everybody knows about it, but... Oh, we got to send a quick break. We'll be back right after this.
With Sean Katzman.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
In business, service is everything. Cintas delivers what you need to better serve your customers. Whether it's freshly laundered work apparel for almost any job imaginable, tested and inspected fire protection systems, first aid and safety supplies, on-site AED training, or mops and restroom products stocked and ready when you need them. Better work days happen together. So visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
The delusions of grandeur have come to an end, as has the campaign of former Vice President Mike Pence. You know, people didn't care for him so much. I don't know why. You know, January 6th, they just wanted to hang him at the gallows, Dom.
I mean, at least they knew his name. You know, there's no such thing as bad PR, Crudy.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local civic media radio station and on the app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You need cool air, baby, I'm not fooling. I'm gonna send you back to school, way down inside, honey.
Hey, welcome back. Mine and the Mayor here on a Friday morning on WGBW and WISS, coming your way out of Oshkosh and Green Bay. Very special guest joining us right now, Sean Katzbach.
Yeah.
Director of Marketing Tourism, Marinette. Lots of great things going on in Marinette this weekend. Blues, brews, and barbecues. Now, you also have a big boxing event set up.
Next week, we are, and I wanted to get some of these names because they are so, they are definitely the ring announcer's names.
I used to be a ring announcer.
Yes.
Boxing is not, I don't want to say not for the faint of heart, but that's a brutal sport. I mean, that's gladiator stuff. They are out there.
It is, but I used to work out with the boxing team. I did. Soaring Eagles. Soaring Eagles, yeah. Boxing Club out of Oneida. Louis Askinet and the boys. We get J.J. Korn on the phone. We can talk about it. It was a great workout.
See, Johnny can say stuff. He wouldn't tell me this yesterday so I can fact check it at night.
Exactly.
He just drops it on me, and I'm like, well, okay. But some of this stuff is so far out there. Now he's going to tell me about the golden gloves that you won.
No, I just worked out with them. It's the greatest workout you'll ever have in your entire life. I got down to 190 pounds.
Yeah.
It was incredible. It's such a workout, you can't
describe. They're great shape, and it is fun to watch. And I want to just say that Green Bay, right, 107,000. You got probably what, 20,000 up where you are,
but between the two cities, yeah, Marinette and Menominee,
right.
20.
Yep. But you have a lot of activities. It's a 45-minute drive.
Do.
You drove down here.
Easy.
What
drive.
A great place to go, and you got that great venue.
Yeah,
$17 million.
It's like 110 square feet. We've had the Green Bay Gamblers there before.
Nice.
They're there every year. They do a game against the Madison Knights. This weekend, Blues, Brews, Barbecues. Next weekend, we're actually doing title boxing for the state title for both the heavyweight and then the, I think it's like Walter Weight, but Hector Herrera!
And Jesus. In the white trunks, weighing 162 pounds from Cicero, Chicago, the glamour with the hammer, Hector Camacho.
That is how it happened.
That's how we do it.
Yeah.
Did the Bud Girls come out? Do you guys?
I wish.
Do they still have Bud Girls? They haven't had Bud Girls in 30 years.
That's not true. That is not true.
Todd, when's the last time they had Bud Girls?
10 years ago. Okay.
Todd?
Okay.
I'm not sure. I don't keep track of the Bud
with the sign.
Girls.
When
did
somebody help me out? When's the last time they had Bud Girls?
Help me out, Sean.
No, they actually do have Ring Girls.
Ring Girls, but not Bud Girls.
They were, well,
I know there used to be a lot of Bud Girls. And now they're all married with four kids.
And carrying a little extra.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
I'd give anything for how many times. Minor, remember me?
No.
Wow. I was a Bud Girl at your show. It's like.
All right. Yeah. Anyway, that That's a fun event for people
former Bud Girls out there. Tell me how long it's been since the Bud Girls have existed.
So, and then what's also interesting is that in a couple weeks, then down the road, I don't know. I know John knows this. I'm sure you will too, Mayor. And that is Mel Torme.
The Velvet Fog.
Yes.
Okay. His son lives in Appleton.
Yes.
Still sings in Vegas.
Yeah.
And he's coming up to Marinette with Michael Bailey and this incredible band, 16-piece band called Steam. They're going to play Christmas music, and we had them last year. Now, Mel Torme, it's interesting because Steve explained to us that he gets paid a half a penny every time the Christmas song or Chestnuts Roasting on the Open Fire, anybody sings it. So it could be because his dad wrote it.
Oh, I did not know that.
His dad wrote that.
So Mel Torme wrote that.
Yeah, Mel Torme co-wrote that. And so...
Okay.
I worked... I have a bag of ice.
Oh, look at it. Somebody brought Johnny a bake. Johnny's got a bad knee.
I was going to come in. I got a really bad knee.
He's been complaining about it.
And I ran out of ice last night, so I used a bag of frozen vegetables.
So,
which is going to be my lunch today, by the way. And I thank you for the bag of ice.
Anchor Coffee helped us
out this
morning.
Thank you, Anchor Coffee.
Thank you, Anchor. That's very
nice.
Those
little sandwiches are so good.
Yeah, they look delicious. I'm
eating them up. Ham and cheese and... Wow.
Give me another one, please. Sean, I want to...
These are
go,
tremendous.
Johnny. Yes. Oh that, God, that took a bite out of that one, so
what,
don't take
sausage?
That.
It wasn't even ham. It's sausage.
Yeah, that's...
That's part of your plant-based.
I'm trying. I'm not. I'm really not. Sean, we've had Big Daddy D Productions. We've had some other... Kevin Van Ness. This entertainment for the holidays gets people in the spirit, and sometimes holidays can be a little challenging
for
people. And
absolutely.
To hear a guy like Mel Torme, his son.
Steve Torme.
And Mel Torme was at the Carlton West. I don't know if you remember
really?
That. That was a long time
yes,
ago.
Yes,
yeah,
I do.
He was terrific. Tell me about that. I want to get back to it tomorrow, but tell me about when is this coming on?
So that's the 15th of December.
Perfect.
And they play, everything
that's
from
the best.
From Trans-Siberian Orchestra, so they'll have Carol the Bells to also the Christmas song, Chestnuts Roasting on Open Fire.
Isn't it awesome?
To like, which was exactly the same. I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus by John Mellencamp. I did look
Who's
it up.
Who's coming to town, by the way, right, Todd?
Yeah, 189.
Mellencamp?
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah.
Those tickets are on sale. He went on yesterday, too. We looked.
I would see Mellencamp.
Do you want to go to that?
I would.
That would be.
I'd like to go. And is Lainey Wilson coming to town?
I'd have to look that up.
I want to go see Lainey Wilson.
Who's that?
Like the hottest country star going right now.
Let's go back to
the okay.
Sean, America shook his head heavily.
I worked with a lady whose grandfather or great-grandfather wrote Jingle Bells.
Really?
And that's no lie.
Really?
That's
wrote
cool.
Jingle Bells.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah, that's cool.
He's from the UP. No, he's from Chicago.
Yeah,
then they moved to the UP.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say. He claims a lot of UP stuff.
No, I know
Again,
he does.
Back to fact-checking, but Sean... You hail from Chicago. You're up in the UP now. And you've got this great event coming on. We're going to be giving tickets away. But for those of you who don't win tickets, Blues, Brews, and Barbecue up in Marinette, 45-minute drive. It's tomorrow from 2 till 9?
2 to 7:30.
2 to 7:30.
Yep.
I'm sorry. 2
get
to
you home early.
Right. Get you home early.
Yep.
Great blues music and
yep.
the variety of food trucks that are there that people can experience.
It's just amazing. And it's delicious. And you'll vote on your favorite barbecue, then we give away, awards for the favorite plus also money.
Hey, okay, quick trivia question for you here. What TV show was the main character Mel Torme's biggest fan and kept a picture of him up in his office?
I know this. Oh, I know this too.
Oh, everybody knows
it? Yeah.
I don't.
We're going to throw this. Todd, you know it.
I do.
You know it.
Yes, I do.
We're throwing that one out there for a couple of tickets.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Yes.
Sean, you're awesome. Thanks for what you're doing.
From Marinette, thank you for getting up so early and driving
down. Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you for this phenomenal food you brought us.
Hey.
Anchor Foods.
We love tourism. We need tourism. People need to support these events.
Absolutely.
It keeps them going. So.
Yep.
And thank you for your leadership.
Can you work on getting a job at the shipyard?
Yes, yeah. I'm going to work on it.
Thank you.
And I'll help you.
I need a resume.
Awesome. Mine on the Mayor and a good-looking Friday morning. Back after this. Out of the red, out of the head, she's saying.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.